Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, this sounds like a Vin Diesel movie, but what is the Asian drift?
I like that. Yeah, the Asian drift, right. So the Asian drift is this idea that the markets tend to move in the, quote, wrong direction during the Asian session. So here's how you look at this. Go to your charts and pick out any daily candle, and then make sure that a candle has a wick, you know, that there's an up wick or a down wick, you know. And what you want to do is see when the open happened. Okay, so the opening price on that candle, then the market goes in one direction. That's obviously during Asia. And then the rest of the day, it tends to go in a completely other, different direction. Now, it's not always the case, but it often is the case. It doesn't mean that the low or the high of the day is made during Asia. That can still be made during Europe or New York even. But it does mean that there's a little bit of a wick. Normally, either the lower wick on a bullish candle or the upper wick on a bearish candle, normally those will be formed during the Asian session. So go ahead and look on your charts, see that for yourself. Now, what we found, you know, if you go through the back testing numbers, what I found and what my students have found, what probably many of you have tested this have found, is that you don't really want to take a trade during Asia. What you want to do is you want to let Asia to set the boundaries for the day. And if you want to go long, let's say you want to go long the euro, and the euro kind of goes up a little bit during Asia, goes down a little bit more, and then comes back up right about where it started, right before London opens. And then let's say it spikes down, right? Well, just put your order above the high of the Asian session, you know, and let the market tell you that it's right. Let the market push through that high that was made during Asia. Let it make a higher high in order to get in. That's how I trade. A lot of my students trade the same way. And what's interesting is a lot of students have actually looked at these data, and they know that if they take, for example, a four-hour candle trade during Asia, the win rate isn't as good as it is on a New York candle or a European candle. That's normally the case. So typically that's a lot of signals don't happen during Asia, you know, because it's so range-bound and doesn't really move that far. To be fair, it's true that a lot of signals won't actually even occur during Asia. So, and when I talk about signals, I'm talking about like price action patterns, right? I'm not talking about like moving average crossovers or anything crazy like that. So, yeah.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. I've never looked at that too closely, but I'll give that a look.
Great. See you next time, Hugh.
See you next time, Walter.